The Lord himself protects the honor of his servant and makes him meditate on none. Guru Arjan Dev's bhajan Apane Sevaka Ki Ape Rake, page 171. Where the work of his servant is, he goes there to do it. Taking his servant near, he shows the kingdom of God. Whatever the servant asks of his master, that is done instantly. I sacrifice myself on that servant whom God likes. By hearing of his glory, the mind gets pleased. Nanak says, God also becomes pleased with him. The Lord himself protects the honor of his servant and makes him meditate on Nam. Apane Sevaka Ki Ape Rake, page 171.
Apane Sevaka Ki Ape Rake. Apane Sevaka Ki Ape Rake. Ape Nam Japave. Ape Nam Japave. Apane Sevak Ki Ape Rake. Apane Sevak Ki Ape Rake. Ape Nam Japave. Ape Nam Japave. Je Je Kaj Kirat Sevak Ki. Je Je Kaj Kirat Sevak Ki. Taha Taha Utadave. Taha Taha Utadave. Apane Sevak Ki Ape Rake. Apane Sevak Ki Ape Rake. Ape Nam Japave. Ape Nam Japave. Nikati Hoi Dikave Sevak Ko. Nikati Hoi Dikave Sevak Ko. Nikati hoe dikave. Nikati hoe dikave. Jo jo kahe thakur pe sevak. Jo jo kahe thakur pe sevak. Tat kala hoe aave. Tat kala hoe aave. Apane sevak ki ape rake. Apane sevak ki ape rake. Ape nam japave. Ape nam japave. Tis sevak ke ho balehari. Tis sevak ke ho balehari. Jo apne prabh bhave. Jo apne prabh bhave. Tis ki soe suni mane hariya. Tis ki soe suni mane hariya. Tis nanak parasane aave. Nanak parasane aave. Apane sevak ki ape rake. Apane sevak ki ape rake. Ape Nam Japave. Ape Nam Japave.
Taking his servant near, he shows the kingdom of God. Whatever the servant asks of his master, that is done instantly. The Lord himself protects the honor of his servant and makes him meditate on Nam. We'll begin a satsang that Sanchi gave in October of 1986 at 16 PS. This is in the February 1987 Santbani magazine, and it was called Dead in This Life. So Sanchi says, "The Almighty Lord who created this creation is all in all. He came into existence by himself. He does not have any mother who gave birth to him. He does not have any brother. He does not have any equal to him." Guru Nanak says, "With one word he created the creation, the mountains, the rivers, the earth, the trees, everything. Through his power, he created all the creation, and he himself sent his beloved sons, saints and mahatmas, into this world. He did not put the faculty of realizing God into the birds and animals, and because they do not have that, they could not make anyone understand where God resides, nor could they themselves realize him. God kept that sense of realizing him in the human beings. But we cannot realize him either unless we meet someone who can show us the path. Until then, we cannot know what power God Almighty is and how he can be realized, how one can go and meet him. After coming into this world, saints and mahatmas lovingly told us the benefits of this human body. And they told us why God gave it to us, because of our good karmas of the past. This human birth is an opportunity which all souls get at least once, in which they can realize God Almighty through the shabda or sound of the Almighty Lord. Different mahatmas have called that power or sound of God by different names. Some have called that power Nam, some have called it other names. Those mahatmas even gave this information to the people in the world. The Shabd who creates and dissolves the creation can be had from a mahatma who has manifested the Shabd within him. And only such a mahatma who has meditated upon and who has manifested that Shabd within him can make that Shabd manifest within us. After creating this world, God has given the arrangement of this world to Kal, or negative power. Guru Nanak says that God himself created the khands, the divisions of the creation, and he himself gave the charge of this world to the negative power. Kal cannot destroy any soul, nor can he create any new soul. But he has the full authority to keep the souls in his realm as long as he wants, as long as he can keep them confused and entangled in his ways. God Almighty has said, "Those souls who want to meet me will have to remove the three vestures from their soul, and after rising above the three gunas, Rajogun, Tamogun, Satogun, then they can meet me." Even Kal does not want any tyranny or hypocrisy in his creation. He does not want any disturbance in the creation which has been given to him. That is why he also sends his incarnations, avatars, to check on other people. Those incarnations help good people and they punish bad ones. 10 incarnations of negative power have come into this world, out of whom Rama and Krishna are the most famous. Once, some initiates of Guru Arjandev asked him, "Master, those who perform austerities, do ritual worship, go to the places of pilgrimage, do all kinds of good deeds, do they realize God?" Guru Arjandev Maharaj replied, "Those who are involved in deeds and religious deeds, karmas and dharmas, and those who are involved in hypocrisy will be plundered by the angels of death. No one knows one end or the other in this ocean of the world. Our boat does not have a ferryman who can take it across. It is moving up and down here and there in this ocean without anyone's guidance. So Guru Arjan Dev said, look here, dear ones, if you want to swim across this ocean of the world, go to the perfect master who has the ship of Nam. You can only swim across this ocean easily if you do what the perfect masters tell you to do. Guru Arjan Dev Ji said, what to speak of going to one place of pilgrimage, even if you go to millions of places of pilgrimage and bathe there, still you cannot get rid of sin. You cannot get liberation by bathing in those places. Even though drunkards and all kinds of sinners go and bathe there, they only remove the dirt of the body. No water, whether of the pond or the river or any other holy place, can remove the dirt of your soul. It can only remove the dirt of your body. Then the disciples asked Guru Arjan Dev, Master, if rites and rituals are hypocrisy, and going to places of pilgrimage is also useless, then one cannot get anything out of all those things. But what about reading the holy scriptures? We have four Vedas, 27 Smritis, and six Shastras. What do you say about reading them? Will we receive liberation by reading those books? Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj replied, no, you cannot get liberation by reading holy books because the saints and Mahatmas did not write them for that purpose. They wrote books which are the records of the experiences of those Mahatmas who rose above the physical body and who met and united with the Almighty Lord. Whatever experiences they had in their journey, and whatever obstacles came in their way, and how they removed those obstacles, all those things are written in the holy books, which tell us to mold our lives according to the teachings and guide us to go to the perfect Mahatma who has done all those things himself, because only he can guide us who has himself risen above the physical body. In Manu Smriti, the people of the world are divided into four categories, commonly called castes: Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras. Shudras were those people who did not have any education and who used to do the mean work of cleaning the houses or the streets. They were told, you have been given birth only for this purpose, and you should go on cleaning the houses and the streets. This is all you have to do. They were considered to be low caste people. Vaishyas were the ones who used to do the work of farming. Kshatriyas were given the job of protecting the wealth of others. Since they were strong physically, they were also told to protect the country. The Brahmins or Pundits were those who had very high character and the information or knowledge about God and who used to do the devotion of the Lord. They were considered to be high caste people. So the disciples asked Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, Master, since the whole world is divided into four different categories, in which category should one be born so that he may realize God? Guru Arjan Dev Ji replied, the perfect master who is sent into this world by the Almighty Lord loves the Shudras as much as he loves Vaishyas, and his love for the Kshatriyas and the Brahmins will also be the same. So it does not make any difference which caste you are born into. He said, the real Brahmins are those who have the knowledge of God and who have risen above the three gunas. It doesn't make any difference in which category you are born as long as you have the Nam initiation. And for that, you should go to a Gurumukh master who has manifested that Nam within him. The perfect master will not give you the nam or make you repeat the nam from any book. He will connect you with that nam or shabd which is coming from Satchkhand and is sounding at the eye center. That sound is reverberating in all creation and is the cause of creation. And he will connect you with that sound within you. And only by doing the devotion and the meditation of that Shabad Nam can you be liberated. Guru Arjan Dev Ji also said that in this Kali Yuga or Iron Age, Nam is the only means of liberation. Nanak says, in this Iron Age, the Nam is present within all, and it is the only means of liberation. People say that the saints condemn the Vedas, but that is not true. In fact, those who only read the Vedas and do not live according to their teachings are called thieves of the Vedas by the saints. All Mahatmas who have written holy scriptures have spent their whole lifetime in writing them. In all scriptures, there are three things on which great emphasis is laid. Everything else is an example or parable to make us understand the necessity of those three. The first thing is Nam. Without Nam, we cannot be liberated. The second is the Satguru. Without Satguru, we cannot manifest that Nam within us. And the third is Satsang, without which we cannot come to the path. They have also written in the holy scriptures that God Almighty has kept everything in his hands. He can bring anyone to the satsang whom he wishes to bring, and he can make anyone he wants to do the devotion of Nam. Only if he wishes it can one come to the master and receive the Nam from him. Through the satsang, the love for the Lord Almighty is created within us, and we come to know about our shortcomings. Saints and Mahatmas come in this world carrying the message of love, and they come to teach us that we are all the children of the same God, and we all should become one. If we hate some and love others, that means that we have still not understood the meaning of love. We have still not understood that God Almighty is one, and we are all his children. Vedvyas was a good Mahatma. He compiled the four Vedas. And for those who could not understand the Vedas, he rewrote them in the form of the 18 Puranas. Sukhdev Muni's soul entered the womb of Vedvyas' wife. Sukhdev Muni knew a lot about his previous births. And it's written in the Puranas that he did not come out of the womb for 12 years because he did not want to take birth into this world. He knew that the world was very bad, that everyone who takes birth suffers a lot, and that Maya has a great influence on all those who are born into this world. Since Vedvyas was a good meditator, he used to go within and beg Almighty Lord. And when the Lord heard his request, it was decided that while Sukhdev Muni was taking birth, for 5 moments while he was coming out of the womb, the influence of Maya would be stopped, and those born at that time would be free from it. So it is said that when Sukhdev Muni was born, and the influence of Maya was stopped for 5 moments, that the people born during that time were ones who did the devotion of God. It is said that 9 naths and 84 siddhas also were born at that time and became devotees of God. Since Sukhdev was not influenced by Maya, as soon as he was born, he started going into the forest to do the devotion of the Lord. His parents said, "We have waited for you for 12 years. And we were hoping that when you were born, you would work and take care of us. And now you are going. But he replied, Father, I will tell you that I have the knowledge of my 100 past births, and I've suffered a lot in those births. And on here, Sanchi says, I will not tell you about all of his past births. I will just mention one because we don't have enough time. So he said, I have suffered so much in my past births that if I tell you the whole story, you will be terrified. He said, once I was born in the body of a cat. I came in that body 10 times. Each time I would be born in the cat's body. I would live for 20 days or so, and then a bigger cat would come from outside and strangle me to death. Whenever I remember those births, it terrifies me because I suffered so much. Egoism does not leave anyone alone. And even though Sukhdev Muni had gone out to do the devotion of the Lord, he was still affected by egoism. He thought, I am the son of Vedvyas, who's very well known. So why should I go to someone and become someone's disciple, since my father is very well known and a very good meditator? Since I've told this story many times and it's been published in the Sanpani, I will not go into the details of the story. But I will tell you that Vedvyas told Sukhdev Muni, you will have to go to King Janak, because at this time, only he is the perfect master who can connect you with the Shabd. So when he went to King Janak, first he criticized him, and finally, when he realized his mistake, he received the holy initiation from him. And when he came back to his home, Vedvyas asked him about the master. Sukhdev Muni kept quiet. And Vedvyas asked, is he like the moon? And Sukhdev Muni said, yes, but the moon has a stain and the master is stainless. Vedvyas asked, is he like the sun? And he said, yes, he's bright as the sun, but the sun has heat. The master is cool. He said, the master cannot be described in words. Those who do the meditations, those who go within, see the glory of the master within themselves. He who has eaten rock candy can tell you about the taste of it. A hymn of Guru Amardev Ji Maharaj is presented to you because he worked very hard and he meditated upon the Shabd of the master. So the first line of the hymn, the knowledge does not come within those who have not served the Satguru or meditated upon the Shabd. They are dead in this life. Guru Amardev Ji says, don't understand those who, after receiving the Shabad Nam from the master, did not meditate upon it and did not manifest the Shabad Nam within them. Don't understand them as living persons. The real seva of the master is obeying his commandments, doing the meditation of Shabad Nam. Those who did not do that seva and who do not know where the Shabd is coming from and the power of Shabd and how one has to catch hold of the Shabd, don't consider them to be alive. They are dead while living. They breathe as the bellows of the blacksmith breathes without life. And from the hymn, they go back into the cycle of 84. They die. They are born again and they suffer. The only one who serves the master is the one whom the master himself makes serve him. If, after coming into the human body, one has not done the meditation of Shabdanam, he does not find any peace. He suffers a lot. Leave aside the condition of other bodies and look at the condition of the human beings. It is just our misunderstanding that the other person is happy and comfortable. When you ask someone, he will say that there is no one who is suffering more than he is. By attending the satsangs and reading the holy scriptures written by the Master, a desire comes within us, and we have this question. What is difficult about going to the Master and receiving the holy Nam from him? We think it's very easy for us to go to the Master and receive Nam initiation, because the Masters don't put any condition on us, and it should not be difficult to go home. But the perfect Masters say, it is not in our hands to go to the Master and receive the initiation. God Almighty has kept everything in his hands. We cannot go to the Master and receive Nam initiation unless God takes us there. Master has the authority to take the souls back to the real home. But unless God leads us to the Master, we cannot get liberation. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say that as long as our eyes are closed, we may say, we go to the satsang, we do the meditation, we got initiation, we went on a trip to see the Master. But when our eyes get opened, then we come to realize that it was not us who was going to the satsang. It was the Master who was taking us there. And it was not within our reach to get the initiation. It was the power of the Master who called us there and who gave us the initiation. And again from the hymn. Within the Satguru is the wealth of Nam, which one obtains if it is written in his karma. Those who are absorbed in the truth and in the Shabda of the Guru are truly connected within. God has not put a limited amount of Nam within the Mahatma that will be finished after giving initiation to a few people. God has put the infinite treasure of Nam within the Mahatma. But we get this grace from the Mahatma only according to our own karmas. Those who get connected within with the Shabad Nam do not need to ask for grace for the worldly things. Because, Guru Nanak Sahib says, whatever we ask from Almighty God, he gives us. The final line from the hymn, Nanak says, those whom he unites do not separate. Easily they dwell in him. This is the highest path of all. When God Almighty once opens his door to a soul and welcomes that soul inside his home and embraces that soul, he makes that soul the owner of Satkant. And bearing all possible wealth, he sits within that soul. And that concludes that talk. And we're continuing in one more reading here. I think we'll finish it. This is Master Kripal's talk in Chicago in 1972 called Little, Little Things, where Master has been laying out the things that, in a practical way, are helpful and unhelpful as we live on the path. So, continuing, Master says, there are two or three more constructive things which I have found, and I will put before you. One is, cleanliness is next to godliness. The body is the temple of God. Keep it clean and tidy. Not that you should wear rich clothes, valuable clothes, silken clothes, but keep it tidy. That will help your health too. And when you will sit, you will be wide awake. For meditation or any work, you'll be buoyant and fresh. And not only cleanliness outside, but inside too. This is the temple of God. outer temples, which are the models of the human body, we keep them clean and tidy. But outside, they are not so clean as inside, I tell you. But this body, we keep it clean outside, but not inside. That's the pity. We spend thousands of dollars for outer cleanliness, outer beauty. But what about the inside? It is mind that defiles the whole thing, as I submitted earlier. Whatever thought comes up, that has its own color and its own odor. And by radiation, that affects others. If a filthy cloth with a bad odor is lying in a room, the whole room becomes full of that odor. If flowers are put in the room, then it's full of perfume, is it not? Why do we not find this? Because we are already filled with lies and filth. One or two more pounds added to it, what difference does it make? But those who are pure in heart, naturally, little things will affect them. Guard your outgoing faculties. Seeing is not bad, but seeing something wrong is bad. Eyes are the windows of the soul. When you wear spectacles of a certain color, then you see the whole world in that color. Smile and the world will smile with you. Torment others, and you will be tormented. If you think evil of others, others will think evil of you. Thoughts are very potent. And think twice before you speak. Think twice. And what should you think? One, is it necessary to say anything? Two, how will it affect others? Is it in their interest or will it hurt them? Is it good? Is it necessary to say something? If not, keep quiet. Mind your own business. And what effect will they carry? Your words. So these are the two things. Do you remember to do that? Be very much on guard, you see. Guard your eyes. Guard your ears. Guard your tongue. The remedy for these things is usually kind words imbued with humility. That doesn't cost anything. Kind words imbued with humility. Sometimes we become bosses. We use any language we like. But even a frivolous thought carries its effect. Karma is very exorbitant, you see. As you think, so you become. And another thing, forget the past and forget the future. What has happened already, that cannot be mended. You may have a lesson from that, that's all. And forget the future. Oh, we'll do this, we'll do that. You know, like that. These are two spikes, I would say, eating into the veins of our lives. Live in the living present. Whatever stones you lay, that building will come up. As you sow, so shall you reap. When you have sown already, that must be reaped. So live in the living present. You will have no burdens. Your mind will be free. Now our mind is overburdened with thoughts of the past and of the future, of what we will do. Thank God that we have what we have. We have earned it by sowing the seeds thereof, and we are still earning. Whether you are happy with whatever comes up or not, finish it. Those seeds were sown by your own self in the past, about which you do not know. So do your best and leave the rest to God overhead. And one more thing I will tell you. If you've got a watch, you wind it up every morning, do you not? Then it goes for 24 hours, going on, with no interruption. So every morning, wind up the watch of your mind. sit and devote time to your practices. Come in contact with the light and sound within. Then you will get strength, because that is the bread of life and the water of life. That will give you freshness, vigor, strength to work with all through the day. You'll be quite buoyant and fresh. And at night, before going to sleep, also, wind up the watch. These are the constructive things that will help you. The other things, which stand as impediments on the way, I have also put before you. But these things I've spoken of, they are no new things. Well, dear friends, what I have submitted, does it appeal to you? Do you want to be fresh and buoyant, not brooding over anything? Then wind your watch daily every morning. You will get strength. The water of life and bread of life will give strength to your soul. When the soul is strong, all other things get strength, you see. Your mind, your outgoing faculties, your body also. You will find that when wrestlers do exercises, they put their whole attention on the body. That attention gives them strength. One example I may submit to you, you may have seen this point. When you are very tired and hungry, you take a morsel of food and drink water, you get strength. Where does that strength come from? The strength from the food comes only after it is digested, not all at once. It is your soul, your own self. Soul has a great curative power. You are soul. You are sons of God. Great is man. These are little things that we've never cared for, you see. But with them, we can make our life sublime. But there should be some ideal before us. We are adrift, aimlessly adrift. That's the pity. We dig pits here, there, everywhere, some 5 feet deep, some 7 feet deep, some 6 feet deep, water nowhere. So I submit to each one of you that you must decide your aim. It may cost you a day, 3 days, 7 days, never mind. Once you have decided, then you're going step by step to your goal. Some go 1 foot ahead, then go back. Then go ahead and then go back. That takes time, of course. When I entered the world, I had great ambition also, ambition of life, etc. But I had to decide. And with the grace of God, it was decided. God first, world next. Then everything goes in a constructive way to help you. So we are aimlessly adrift. These are the things that we don't observe. We follow with eyes closed, I would say, headlong down without caring what the result would be. Man can change, you see. This is your right as man because you have got discrimination. Not animals. Animals can also be very helpful when you train them. But man is free, you see, within certain limits. So, as I told you, wind your watch daily, quietly. You will be fresh every day. You may have much to do, but still, when you are set, you are fresh. So these are some of the impediments on the way and some constructive things which will help you. In all your affairs of life, outside and inner too, in the spiritual way too, what will you get? If you reform your own self, Godhead, which is your hereditary right. These little things make men great. Ultimately, greatness lies with that which you have been put on. You're very fortunate that you've been put on the way and given something to start with. So why not wind up daily? Come in contact with that. And that is the bread of life and water of life that fortunately has been given to you. You are more fortunate, those who've been put on the way, than the others in the world. Christ said, "Those who follow my words, they are my disciples. Those who take cross daily, they are my disciples." Taking cross means rising above body consciousness. So every day morning, wind up your watch. These are the helping factors, and these are the impediments on the way. This is why it is said, truth is above all, and true living is still above truth. We care little about the true life. Even if we do something, it does not give us the full fruit. So please, you've been put on the way with the grace of God, working as a result of the greatness of our Master, Baba Sawan Singh. It is his grace that is working. You know it is raining outside. Ever since I have come, it's been raining. The word Sawan means the rainy month. In the month of Sawan, it always rains. And generally, wherever I go, the rains come first. That is his grace working. All credit goes to him. What little I have come to know, I have put before you in a few words. So, don't give food to your body until you give food to your soul. First thing, make it a point. And to enable you to progress on the way, you must go by these things. True living is above truth. Tomorrow I might be leaving physically because I'm going round as my master wishes, the God in him. I may not be physically with you, but my thoughts are with you. That Christ power or God power is always in you, working always for your best interests and extending all feasible help and assistance and protection. So remain in contact. Go by what I have given you in these few words. God will bless you all. That is all I can say. Remain in contact. Don't be led away by what you hear outside, unless you hear for your own self or see with your own eyes. So you are all children of God, and the children are always dear to the Father, you see. You are all dear to the God who is also residing within us. You are dear to me as well. And you should progress from day to day. I wish you all to become ambassadors, better than me, I would say. Every father wants his children to be more competent, more able than himself. So these are my few words. Tomorrow, I will be leaving physically only. That power within you will be helping you and extending all protection. Remain in contact. This is all I have to say. So you see, you are fortunate to see me. But I am more fortunate than you, because you have seen only one, but I have seen all of you. Am I not more fortunate? So love beautifies everything. And thanks to those who are crusading with me, conveying this message to the people at large. It is his work. Credit goes to God and to our Master. And that concludes that satsang. And our tape is, we're continuing in a talk we began last week. This is talk number 20 of the Asaji Divar talks. And this was recorded in group 6 of 1987, February 24th, 1987.
ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਐਸੇ ਵਾਕਿਆਤ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਸੇਵਕ ਆਪਦੇ ਅੱਖੀਂ ਵੀ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੇ ਮਦਦ ਕੀਤੀ। ਸਾਡੇ ਪਾਸ ਕਈ ਪੱਤਰ, ਕਈ ਤਾਰਾਂ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਆਉਂਦੀਆਂ ਰਹਿੰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸੰਤ ਅੱਗੋਂ ਇਹ ਹੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਅੱਛਾ ਬਈ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦਾ, ਇਹ ਉਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੇ ਮਦਦ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੀ।
ਇਨ ਦ ਲਾਈਵਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਮੈਨੀ ਸੱਚ ਇਨਸੀਡੈਂਟਸ ਟੇਕ ਪਲੇਸ ਵੇਅਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਹੈਵ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਐਕਸਟੈਂਡਡ ਦ ਹੈਲਪ ਟੂ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲਸ, ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਹੈਲਪ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲਸ। We receive many letters, many cables in which people tell that how the master came there to help them. And I always tell them that, yes, I am very grateful to my master who took care of you and who has helped you.
Kanya de bachche bhi maut de muh jo kade satguran ne unna de vi patra aunde hai, pappu pad ke sunaunda hai, phir vi unna nu ehi likhaunde hai ke bhai assi aapde guru kripal da dhanwad karde hain, eh sab usse de khel hai, usse di madad hai.
Sadgurus even save the children of many people from the death. We receive many letters like that and Papu reads them all. And I always write them back that I am very grateful to my master. I thank my master because this is all his glory. This is all his grace.
Aap gaye seva kare ta kich paaye
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਕੱਢ ਲਵੇ, ਫੇਰ ਨਾਮ ਜਪੇ, ਫੇਰ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰੇ, ਫੇਰ ਭਜਨ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰੇ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਦਰਗਾਹ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਮਾਨ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ।
Now he says that if one eliminates himself from this, if one removes himself from this, and if he does the meditation, if he does the seva, if he works for the master, after removing himself, only then he gets the honor, he gets the glory in the court of law.
Nanak jis nu laga tis mile laga so parman.
Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj kehnde hai, guru sato kaas kadaye, bhajan simran karaye, ਟੋਕਰੀ ਚੁਕਾਏ, ਲੰਗਰ ਦਾ ਜਲ ਪਰਾਏ, ਜੋ ਵੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਸੇਵਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਆਪਦੇ ਉੱਚੇ ਭਾਗ ਸਮਝ ਕਰਕੇ ਉਹ ਕਰ ਲੈਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ। ਅਸੀਂ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਲਾਏ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਉਹੀ ਸੇਵਕ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਨ ਹੈ, ਉਹੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕੀਤੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਮਨਜ਼ੂਰ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਇਵਨ ਇਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਟੈਲਸ ਅਸ, ਇਵਨ ਇਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਮੇਕਸ ਅਸ ਕਟ ਦ ਗ੍ਰਾਸ, ਇਵਨ ਇਫ ਹੀ makes us carry the water for the langar, even if he makes us do the meditation, even if he makes us do any kind of seva for the sangat, for himself, we should, without any excuses, we should do that, because the disciple who does the seva of the master without presenting any excuses, without making any excuses, only such a disciple is accepted in the Lord, in the court of Lord, and only such a disciple's seva is also accepted, because whatever work master gives him to do, he should do that.
Aap kehnde sa seva kiti safal hai jit satguru ka man manne.
He says that only that seva is successful in which the satguru is pleased.
Mahalla dooja jo ji hoye so gave moh ka kahe ye bikh mange amrit dekho e ho ne aao.
Aap pyar na kehnde hai ke jo ji de vich hunda hai man de andar hai ohi ugda hai, muh da kehna ta jis tarah awaaz aandi hai is tarah hi janda hai, oh sade kise vi kam nahi aunda ga. ਅਸੀਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਹੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਭਜਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਦੇ ਇਹ ਲੇਖਾ ਜੋਖਾ ਨੇ ਡੈਰੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਘੰਟਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਵਿਆਸ ਤੇ ਬੈਠੇ, ਕਿੰਨੇ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਸਾਡਾ ਮਨ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਖੁਸ਼ ਕਰਕੇ ਗਿਆ, ਕਿੰਨੇ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਚ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਗਾਲੀਆਂ ਕੱਢਦਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਜਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਜਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਚੁਗਲੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕਰਦਾ ਰਿਹਾ, ਸਿਰਫ਼ ਉੱਠ ਕੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਘੰਟਾ ਭਰ ਲਿਖ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਮਨ ਦੀ ਚੌਕੀਦਾਰੀ ਨਾ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਘੰਟੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾਂ ਕੁਛ ਹੋਰ ਕੀਤਾ।
Lovingly he says that whatever a jiva has in his mind, only that comes out. Whatever he is speaking from his mouth, it is just like blowing of the air. It means that it does not have any effect, whatever he is speaking from his mouth. But whatever he has in his within, whatever he has in his mind, only that is effective. we people do the meditation, and in the diary form, we write down that we meditated for 2 hours or 3 hours and like that. But in those 2-3 hours, which we have written down that we did the meditation, we do not realize and we do not pay any attention to that, how much time from that we did the simran and how many times our mind wandered here and there, how many times we criticized others and how many times our mind ran away here and there. But when we get up from the meditation, we say that we have meditated for 2-3 hours and we write down in that diary form. But we do not realize, we do not pay so much attention to our mind that how much time from the meditation he really meditated.
ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਜੀਵਨ ਗਾਥਾ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਮੇਰਾ 8 ਘੰਟੇ ਦਾ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਸੀਗਾ ਜਦ ਮੈਂ ਬਾਬਾ ਬਿਸ਼ਨ ਦਾਸ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਸੀ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਦੀ ਬਾਤ ਹੈ ਬਚਪਨੇ ਦੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬਚਪਨੇ ਤੋਂ ਯਾਦ ਸੀਗੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਨਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਲਫ਼ਜ਼ ਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਜਾਪ ਕਰਦਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਸੀ ਜਦ ਬਾਬਾ ਬਿਸ਼ਨ ਦਾਸ ਕੋਲ ਗਏ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਦੇ ਅੰਦਰਲਾ ਠਹਿਰਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਆਖਿਆ ਜੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰਦਾ ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਉੱਠਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ 2 ਮਿੰਟ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਬਾਕੀ ਦੇ ਵਕਤ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿੱਧਰ ਟੱਪ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਅਲੱਗ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਇਤਨਾ ਜਾਪ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ
ਰਿਗਾਰਡਿੰਗ ਮਾਈਸੈਲਫ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਆਫਨ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਆਈ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸ ਦਿਸ ਵਾਸ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਆਈ ਮੈਟ ਬਾਬਾ ਬਿਸ਼ਨ ਦਾਸ ਇਟ ਵਾਸ ਇਨ ਮਾਈ ਚਾਈਲਡਹੁੱਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਐਜ਼ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਸੈਡ ਅਰਲੀਅਰ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਹੈਡ ਦੀ ਹੈਬਿਟ ਆਫ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਰੈਪੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਵਨ ਔਰ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਵਰਡ ਸੋ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਆਈ ਮੈਟ ਬਾਬਾ ਬਿਸ਼ਨ ਦਾਸ ਆਈ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ repeat the words for 8 hours at a stretch. But when I met Baba Bishan Das, he asked me that, does the one who is within you remain still in your within? He meant that, does my mind still remain still? I told him that I don't know about that. I remember that I remain aware either only in the beginning when I start doing my repetition or towards the end when I am about to finish the repetition. But I don't remember what happens in between. And I don't know whether my mind remains there or not. But I do have this ego. I do have this pride that I sit for so much time.
Jede ta bhajan vyas karde hai. Sareer di dekhbhal karde hai. Achhe khyal hai. Oh eh shikayat nahi karde ke saadi tarakki nahi hoyi. Jede log bhajan vyas nahi karde. Sareer di vi dekhbhal nahi karde ke saada man kidhar ja reha hai. ਉਹ ਸਦਾ ਹੀ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਇਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਜੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਤਰੱਕੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਔਰ ਜਦ 1 ਮਿੰਟ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਆ ਫਿਰ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਕਮਜ਼ੋਰੀਆਂ ਜਾਂ ਮਨ ਤੋਂ ਕੰਮ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਆ ਉਹ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਛ ਹੀ ਦੱਸ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਫਿਰ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹੀਦਾ ਵੀ ਦੇਖ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਲੈ ਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਭਜਨ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਮੂੰਹ ਦਾ ਕਿਹਾ ਕੰਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਸੰਤ ਮਤ ਕਰਨੀ ਦਾ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਨ ਹੈ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ
Those who do the bhajan and simran and those who introspect their body, those who minutely see that what is happening when they are meditating, they never make this complaint. They never complain that they are not progressing. But those who do not do the bhajan and simran and those who do not minutely watch the activity of their mind, they always complain that they are not progressing in the meditation. When I listen to them for a couple of minutes, then they themselves tell me about all the faults and all the mistakes and lackings they have. And then I lovingly tell them that, dear one, do you meditate? So here he says that whatever we do, whatever we have in our mind, only that becomes effective. Just by talking about the things, we do not get anywhere. And in the Sant Mat, it is not the matter of talking, it is the matter of practice.
Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj kehnde hai ke dekho ida nyat kaisa hai beej da vyav hai mag da amrit hai oh inu vyav da pauda beej ke kis tarah amrit mil sakda hai Priya Sahib ne kya jatt karan de andar kataunda ta peda di un hai resham da pat kithon mile ke karan de beej beejda hai aur ਬਜੌਰ ਦੇਸ਼ ਦੀਆਂ ਦਾਖਾਂ ਅੰਗੂਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦੇ ਆ ਖਾਣ
ਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਦ ਜਸਟਿਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮੈਨ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਸੋਇੰਗ ਦ ਸੀਡਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਪੋਇਜ਼ਨ ਬਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਸੀਕਿੰਗ ਔਰ ਇਜ਼ ਐਕਸਪੈਕਟਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਹਾਰਵੈਸਟ ਦ ਨੈਕਟਰ ਸ਼ੇਖ ਫਰੀਦ ਹੈਡ ਆਲਸੋ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਅ ਫਾਰਮਰ ਇਜ਼ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਵੂਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਸ਼ੀਪ ਸ਼ੀਪ ਵੂਮਨ ਬਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਐਕਸਪੈਕਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਪੀਸ ਆਫ ਸਿਲਕ ਦ ਕਲੋਥ ਆਫ ਸਿਲਕ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ sowing the seeds of the bushes, but in return he is expecting to harvest the raisins, how is that possible?
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਬੱਚੇ ਨਾਲ ਦੋਸਤੀ ਲਾਈ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਰਾਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਆ ਸਕਦੀ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਬੱਚੇ ਨੂੰ ਜਿੰਨੀ ਕੁ ਲਿਆਕਤ ਹੈ ਜਿੰਨੀ ਕੁ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਅਕਲ ਹੈ ਓਨਾ ਹੀ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਚੱਲ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ
Now we say that your friendship with a child can never become successful because whatever qualification he has, whatever competence he has according to his age, he will do the things according to that only and he can never walk along with us
jis tarah eh ta ek baharli misal hai sada man vi jehda hai oh ek chote bacche di tarah hai parmar de vich kehn lage eh de naal dosti paun wala kade vi aap de kam nu raas nahi kar sakda ga aur je ek addi man sanu changi vi karke dikha dega jehdi pehli kiti hai us nu vi beras kar devega
this is an outer example in the santh mat Our mind is also like that child. And if we become friends with our mind, if we develop friendship with the mind, we can never become successful in it. We can never get along with him. Because even if he will do one or two things good, still he will not be able to do all the things good for us. And whatever he has done earlier, he will destroy that also.
We will close with Sanchi's bhajan, Ru Malikato Huidura, page 193. The soul has gone far away from the Lord. She has to be shown. Now you have the human body and you must meet the beloved. Again and again, I remembered my meetings with my beloved. My heart suffers when the separation happens. The garment of the soul has to be dyed in the Nam. You came promising that you would meditate on Nam. After coming into this world, you forgot. Don't forget, O soul, that you have to please the beloved. For a long time, you've been separated from the all-owner and are far away from him. Now, without the Satguru, without the true Satguru, you are wandering from door to door. Get your faults forgiven if you want to please the beloved. If I meet gracious beloved Kripal, he will give his support to me, the drowning one. O Ajab, you have to make your soul meet her true separated beloved. The soul has gone far away from the Lord. She has to be shown, now you have the human body, and you must meet the beloved. Ru Malikato Huidura, page 193.
Rumalikito hoi dura enu samajanani unamilia hamana sajama kantanu panani Rumalikito hoi dura enu samajanani Una milia mana sajama cantanu ponani. Menu mure mure yada pia milana dia ahiani. Nere dilanu ducada hoe je penna judaia ni. Menu mure mure yada pia milana dia ahiani. Mere dilanu dukada oe je penna judaiani. Meri ruda chorla nama devi charangonani. Una milia mana sajama cantanu ponani. Rumalek toho idura enu samajonani. Una milia mana sajama cantanu ponani. Tu kare ke veda nama japana da aini. Tu vicha dunia deya ke yada bulaini. Tu kare ke veda nama japana da aini. Tu vicha dunia deya ke yada bulaini. Kite bula na javi ruhe kanta mano nani. Una milia mana sajama kanta nuponani. Rumalek toho idura enu samajonani. Una milia mana sajama cantanu ponani. Tu kula malek toho dura vicha di chiradie. Una sacce sat guru bajo dar dar piradie. Tu kule malek toho dura vicha di chiradie. Una sacce sat guru bajo dar dar piradie. Tu bula le bakasha je cantare jonani. Una milia mana sajama cantanu ponani. Rumalek toho idura enu samajonani. Una milia mana sajama cantanu ponani. Jemila jaye kirpala deyala piyaharani. Menu dubadi nuwa deve anasaharani. Jemila jaye kirpala deyala piyaharani. Menu dubadinu adeve anasaharani. Ajay badiruda satcha vicharaya kanta milonani. Una milia mana sajama kanta nuponani. Rumalek toho idura enu samajonani. Una milia mana sajama cantanu ponani.
If I meet gracious beloved Kripal, he will give his support to me, the drowning one. Oh, Ajab. You have to make your soul meet her true separated beloved. The soul has gone far away from the Lord. She has to be shown. Now you have the human body, and you must meet the beloved. May God bless us all.